Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode is brought to you by Lambda Legal. Lambda Legal is America's leading legal defense organization for LGBT people and everyone living with HIV. Currently, Lambda Legal is fighting to protect the right of transgender people to serve in the military. They're sounding the alarm about extremist judges. And they're battling religious exemption bills, which provide a license to discriminate. To support the fight, visit lambdalegal.org/homoground. That's lambdalegal.org/homoground.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground.
Hi, it's Miss Eves, and you're listening to Homo Ground.
Chub rub, the day is just heating up. So what? These boy shorts are inching up. Thick thigh sundress, I'm looking good. Thick thigh sundress, I'm looking good. Big butt, these pants are tight enough. High cut, want them to cover my gut. Mom jeans all day, why you mad though? Mom jeans all day, why you mad? Thigh highs, rolling on a downslide. Cause my thighs are thick and wide. Thick thighs, they defy these tights, man. Thick thighs, they defy these tights. Chub rub is high, thighs gonna touch. Chub rub is high, but I'm not bothered. Thick thigh sundress, I'm looking good. Thick thigh sundress, I'm looking good. Big butt, these pants are tight enough. I'm stuck, they only go halfway up. Mom jeans all day, why you mad though? Mom jeans all day, why you mad?
Thunder thighs, thunder, thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs, that is basically about my own thick thighs and that chub rub feeling you get on a hot summer day when your thighs rub together. I wrote this song and my friend Alyssa was like, this is gonna be a sleeper hit. And I was working on my album Feminasty and I was like, I need to make some videos for it, like a dancey summertime video for my song Thunder Thighs. And then like, we have to make it inclusive because I'm all about inclusion and visibility for people who maybe feel like they're not visible. And like, I want people to see themselves reflected in my videos. I don't want it to be aspirational. I want it to be, oh, that could be my friend. That could be like my partner. That could be anyone, you know. I want it to just be like real people. Got it to premiere on Jezebel. It like instantly blew up. I was so surprised. People were reblogging it, retweeting it, and it was just I think everyone was just so excited to see a video with women outside of the male gaze who are just enjoying and living their lives with all these different body types and are just having a great time. I love making stuff. When I was a kid, and I started piano lessons when I was 5, and I would do drawing and like private art classes and dance classes. My parents were really good at just giving me a very well-rounded art education. And I knew I wanted to be an artist when I grew up. My mom's like, you can be an artist, you just have to support yourself. We won't be paying for your lifestyle. So I was like, okay, I'll become a graphic designer. So I went to design school and I would do a lot of projects around that. I had a blog called Informed Revolution where I would just make like a bunch of different political images that are reacting off of things that were going on in the world and like post them on this blog that I had. And then I also was in this group called Free Collective that me and my friend started. And it was this activist group where we would like have panel discussions and clothing swaps and documentary screenings and protest organization. Like I would do all the like branding and the design for that. And we would just make these low budget videos. So I was like, oh, this is so much fun. Around that time, I started dating a noise musician. I wanted to be in a band. So I was like, we should be in a band together. And so we started this band and this was my entry point into music. And I just started writing a bunch of silly songs. We wrote songs about like Smurfs and like dancing around in spandex pants. I feel like I fell into music though. I liked attention. That was like number one. Mm-hmm. I liked when people clap. I like when I do stuff and people are like, clap, clap, we like you. And so I like that. And I was like, oh, like I'm dating this musician. Let's make me get some more attention and claps. Cause I'm all about them claps. I spend a lot of my personal money on my music and videos. And so it's like, well, I need to just keep investing my money in my videos so I can make them better and better. So I just kept stepping it up and stepping it up. And now have a catalog of videos.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Hand down my pants, I flick the beam. My boo ghost, but I don't need him. 5 digits gonna make me squirm and scream. This is all on me, all I need. My hand press, move to the rhythm of my slow breaths. I know best, I know better. Killing this, a real go-getter. So I can really lean on me and an arm of a love seed. H-U-M-P-I-N-G. Bump to my own beat, like to ride as I slide. My hand over, then go inside. I roll deep as I keep this beat up that satisfies me. Take 5, slip and slide. All I need to go is one hand inside. Take 5, slip and slide. All I need to go is one hand inside. Take 5, slip and slide. All I need to go is one hand inside. Take 5, slip and slide. All I need to go is one hand. Take some time to know about me. My game strong, ex dude was weak. No bone, this is my treat. On my feet, in the shower wet. Stick it drip, drip, I'm on edge. Little kitty purr, and mama pet. I'ma pet her every time she begs. So, I'ma take my time. I'ma go, go till I get mine. Rubber dub dub, I'm in the tub. My legs up, don't give a fuck. Pressing my button, I feel this loving. Pressing my button, I feel this rubbing. Engine go, go, I'm on the flow. I go, go till I explode. Take 5, slip and slide. All I need to go is one hand inside. Take 5, slip and slide. All I need to go is one hand inside. Take 5, slip and slide. All I need to go is one hand inside. Take 5, slip and slide. Breathing heavy on the edge, I'm ready. Gonna drip, drip, burst in levy. Take 5, slip heavy.
I moved to New York 5 years ago. I was working as an art director in North Carolina and I lost my job. And I just was so tired of working for someone. And I also was tired of living in North Carolina. So at the same time, I was like, I'm going to start my own company and I'm going to move to New York, which maybe in hindsight was a little impulsive, a little lofty. So I was about to go on tour in Belgium and France. And so when I was coming back, my flight connected in Newark. So I just got off in Newark with my suitcase and moved to New York City. For me, I just wanted to live in a bigger city. And I always like to challenge myself by being around artists who are doing bigger things than I am. Because then I have someone to reach to. I just went for it. I was really unhappy in North Carolina. I think I work better when I'm a smaller person in a bigger place. And there's just so much more diversity here. Outside of music, my full-time job is I run a design company. And so I do a lot of work with nonprofits. I'm working with a nonprofit called the Love Vote, which is trying to get more people to vote but out of civic duty. So there's a bunch of videos of people who can't vote, whether they're immigrants or if you're formerly incarcerated, you can't vote, which is really messed up. And so these people will make videos and say, if you love me, vote for me. And so it's just you're voting for the people who can't vote. It's not just about you. It's also about lifting up these people, because the people who can't vote are usually the most marginalized anyway. So I did the branding and on the website, and I'm doing other projects with them. I just did all the branding for this project. It's called Black Futures Lab. And a part of that is the Black Census Project, where they're trying to get 200,000 Black people to take a census so we can start getting better advocacy for our issues and knowing what the community wants. And so we're being talked to and not talked at, the Black community. So I did the branding for that. I do that, and then I also do just craft projects just to do something. I work all the time, but it doesn't feel like work because I love it. It's all stuff I'm passionate about and I believe in. My performances are very, very high energy mixed with awkward stage banter. It's usually me and a DJ, but if it's a super small show, or if I'm on tour, if I'm going Europe or something, it'll just be me. I just like to have it be really improvisational, just kind of reading the room and just saying stuff. I live for laughter and applause. And so I'm just this one's getting a laugh. So I try to tell a bunch of jokes. So it's a mix of stand up, dance party, awkward girl. That's kind of endearing. I was on tour with Toon Yards in November, but the person I was dating, they broke up with me right before tour. And so I was just really sad. So I would talk about my emotional issues on stage sometimes. I was this person I really liked, they dumped me. So I like to talk to the audience about real stuff, what I'm going through, what I'm thinking about. Because sometimes if I'm scared, it's better to just own it and be hey, I'm really scared right now. Or hey, I'm nervous, or I had a bad day. Let's just have fun. And then I like to go on the floor sometimes and play on the floor. Nice. I like to have that barrier between performer and audience removed. And it's nice when everyone feels they're part of the performance. So either inviting people up on stage or coming down. I really like doing that.
Lines on my face are a map. Don't like where I've been? Then you can fall back. These trolls are acting offended. Cause I'm not plastic. I'm not pretending to be anyone else but me. They can dance off a cliff with lemmings. We can't deny my technique. So they line round the block for a piece, for a beat, huh? Am I that unique? Nah, cause everyone in the world freaks. Only average, no normie. So their labels slide off me, knee deep. In the muck of the interweb, I float on, I'm above it. Blah, 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 he said, she said, but I'ma keep up my head, Miss Mary Mac. Mac, 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 Mac. Trolls down my back. Back, 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 back. I kill it, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'm in black. I'm in black.
Black. We'll be right back. Gravity is like a trap. Life grows small as you watch the time lapse. So I am not the one to live mine for a compliment. Uh-oh. Beauty is like a mask. Youthful, hairless, it's compact. Uh-oh. When it don't fit, watch out. Cause trolls swarm in, torment like they something. Always going hard when they going in. Got thick skin, they ain't hurting. Through loopholes, I go for the win. Undefined, I'm a wild one. No time, these games are boring. Expectations fall off me. I'm more than pretty. Miss Mary Mac. Mac, 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 Mac. Trolls down my back. Back, 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 back. I kill it, yeah. Trolls giving me their 2 cents. So I swing like elephants. On the fence, I'm jumping. Jump high, I'm escaping. So, 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 so high. 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 Miss Mary Mac. Mac, 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 Mac. Trolls down my back. Back, 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 back. I kill it, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'm in black. I'm in black.
Black, black.
Heard Miss Mary was a troll killer. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Lambda Legal. Lambda Legal is America's leading legal defense organization for LGBT people and everyone living with HIV. Currently, Lambda Legal is fighting to protect the right of transgender people to serve in the military. They're sounding the alarm about extremist judges. And they're battling religious exemption bills, which provide a license to discriminate. To support the fight, visit lambdalegal.org/homoground. That's lambdalegal.org/homoground.
So what? Can't get a date. Single as fuck, I'm not getting laid. So what? My mom thinks I'm great. Spend Friday night with my paper mache. I go to parties, only couples there. Telling me someone from me's out there. I roll my eyes cause I just don't care. Rather dance home alone in my underwear. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone is fun as hell. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone, it's fun as hell. I do what I want, no ball and chain. So space in my brain for nothing. I do what I want, I'm creating. Bang, bang, hot blue wang. Everything is big in the grocery. Everything is big for a family. I just want a stick of celery. I just want a sprig of parsley. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone, it's fun as hell. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone, it's fun as hell. Don't care, it's hard out there. Everyone's telling me they're scared I'm weird. I don't care, you're getting old there. Everyone's telling me they want me paired. PDA to my left and my right. It's just me, myself, and I. Everything gonna be alright. I'll spoon my pillow tonight. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone is fun as hell. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone is fun as hell. More time for my crew. Can I have a table for one?
Sure.
Eat alone is so much fun.
Yeah.
Bring a book, learn something.
Toni Morrison.
My company, I'm enjoying. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone is fun as hell. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone is fun as hell. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone is fun as hell. I'm alone, I love myself. So alone is fun as hell.
So I wrote Paper Mache about being single because I feel like in society, we're such a romantic society. We're obsessed with romance. And everything, even dating, is always like this end goal of having this lifetime partnership. Mm-hmm. And there's not enough credit due to like being single. I think being single is just a state, as being in a relationship is a state. And people feel bad about being single because they feel like it means something about mm-hmm. them. But I wanted a song that celebrates being single, that's like you're loving yourself, and that's like also cool and fine. My music video for Paper Mache, I really wanted to cast someone who wasn't me as the lead. Someone who was like older, like she was 60 years old. Because there's that whole stigma around women being single too after a certain age, right? And so I wanted to just like confront that stigma and be like, this is silly. She ends up having this huge, fabulous party for herself. And that's just like, it's just like, no matter what your age is, no matter where you are in your life, it's okay to be single. It's fine. You can still have fun. The biggest challenge for me is my own negative self-talk. Sometimes I like really struggle a lot with like imposter syndrome. And I'm just like, oh, do I look around in a room of cool people? I'm like, do I deserve to be here? They're all so cool, you know? I'm in therapy now. I'm in therapy. And so I'm like working on that. Like, I mean, I've like definitely improved my self-confidence over the past 3 years. So I've been like making a conscious effort of taking that like mental health self-care and like writing the positive mantras. That's like the biggest challenge, is me getting in my own way. Like, 3 years ago I had like a life coach, and I think that was really what helped me like to focus on my like career and music. And it just like, I was just like, okay, these are the steps I need to like achieve these goals that I want to achieve, and also to like start like radically loving myself. Because I think one of the biggest struggles I had is because I am always single, I used to feel like admit something bad about me, that I was just like always like sad about it, being with people who are nice to me just to like not be that way. And so like all the therapy and the life coaching has really helped me get to like a better place yeah. in my life. It just makes me so happy to make work and to create things, and that's like the people I connect with the most actually are people that I can collaborate with, and we can make things together or talk about the things we make. Those are the people I connect with the most, because it's just like such an important part of my life.
Fix your face. When you look down, you're so ugly. Is what a rando said to me. Like, I give an F about what he thinks. I don't, just for the record. So my face goes uncorrected. I smile when I want, and I come with a range of emotion. So, he must be dumb to think I'm decoration. A puppet on a string. He don't know anything. Next time he starts to think that I look better when I'm selling, I'll paint a pretty Cheshire cat and shove it up his eye. Pretty as the picture that he wanna get with me. No time for this mess. Hot to him or I don't exist. Real kid, I'm not the one to smile when I'm burdened. Got a problem with my face, turn round with the other way. I do what I want with my face, just cause you wanna get laid. Can't go round correcting the ways I choose to be. I'm free, I'm doing me, I smile when I'm truly happy. No mirror reflecting your idea of sexy. None have got to do with you. Goals, goals, got a few. Don't care if you approve. Goals, goals, got a few. None have got to do with you. Goals, goals, got a few. Don't care if you approve. He sees me. An emoji.
Emoji.
One tap. Want me to be an emoji? Oh no, he don't.
Thanks for sticking around till the end of the episode featuring Miss Eves. Check out the episode notes at homoground.com/episode228. Thank you to our patrons, Catherine the Gay, Katie Sparrow, Ashley E., Michael Bacon, and Willard J. And remember, you too can be a patron by visiting patreon.com/homoground. You can give a buck or two or five or ten and get access to lots of behind-the-scenes content like uncut interviews with guests and access to the producers of the show. Special thanks to our sponsor, Lambda Legal. Lambda Legal is doing important work for our community. Find out more at lambdalegal.com/homoground. This episode was produced by Lynn Casper, aka Scantron, and edited and produced by me, Erin McGregor. Before we go, can you do us a favor? Can you leave us an iTunes review and then call the Homoground hotline and read your review? The number is 240-389-4666. That's 240-389-HOMO. We want to hear your voice. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at HOMOground to be a part of the HOMO dance party. You guys are awesome. Thanks for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.